the spot of his children. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 5. What is the secret spot which infallibly betokens the child of God? It were vain presumption to decide this upon our own judgment, but God's word reveals it to us, and we may tread surely where we have revelation to be our guide. Now we are told concerning our Lord, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to as many as believed on his name. Then, if I have received Christ Jesus into my heart, I am a child of God. That reception is described in the same verse as believing on the name of Jesus Christ. If then I believe on Jesus Christ's name, that is simply from my heart, trust myself with the crucified but now exalted Redeemer, I am a member of the family of the Most High. Whatever else I may not have, if I have this, I have the privilege to become a child of God. Our Lord Jesus puts it in another shape. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Here is the matter in a nutshell. Christ appears as a shepherd to his own sheep, not to others. As soon as he appears, his own sheep perceive him. They trust him. They are prepared to follow him. He knows them, and they know him. There is a mutual knowledge. There is a constant connection between them. Thus the one mark, the sure mark, the infallible mark of regeneration and adoption, is a hearty faith in the appointed Redeemer. Reader, are you in doubt? Are you uncertain whether you bear the secret mark of God's children? Then let not an hour pass over your head till you have said, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Trifle not here, I adjure you. If you must trifle anywhere, let it be about some secondary matter, your health, if you will, or the title deeds of your estate, but about your soul, your never-dying soul and its eternal destinies. I beseech you to be in earnest. Make sure work for eternity.